This is the Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation.
Welcome to the program. It's good to have you along. We're talking to Donna Bridge today. She has been running the Kingdom Kids Ministry out of Watsontown now for decades. In fact, the current location is not the original. We're going to learn all about that, the history of this organization and the work they do, which has been growing. And it's actually a pretty active and impressive operation at the Kingdom Kids headquarters. Donna, thanks for being with us on the program. Donna, first tell me about Kingdom Kids, what it is. I think a lot of people would recognize some of the characters that you showed me on the way in here in the big room with all the characters.
That's exactly right. Well, Kingdom Kids is basically a puppet ministry, started 25 years ago. We use puppets to tell the story, whether it's educational, as in a secular program like in schools, or if it's a religious program like VBS or church events. So puppets tell the story. A team puts their hands in the puppets and off they go. In the building here at 11 East 3rd Street in Watsontown, we have what we call our Safe Kids program, which runs this year in 2026. It's going to run two Fridays out of the month with what we call Family Fun Night, where families can come. We have free pizza, snacks, and we have a puppet program. We have games for parents. Kids can dress up, and that's out in the main room called Peggy's Palace. And then we have seven other rooms with activities. So they can come and just have, from 5:30 until 8, have fun as a family and just enjoy the evening.
That's why I like programs when we do them like this, because I learned a lot in the last 5 minutes that I had no idea. You guys do puppet shows sometimes, but there's so much going on here. Just the room we're sitting in, you said, is where you record a program. Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's called the Mustard Seed Program, Mustard Seed Kids. And here you can see at the table where all the mics would be are the various characters. I write the script. It's based on the story of the mustard seed and the faith, and where Jesus says, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, which I happen to be wearing today, then you can move mountains. And so it started 6 years ago and is currently just on a little break. But here the characters come in, various voices. We have youth. We have from the ages 10 up to 76. So we have mom, we have grandma, we have an announcer, we have the children, and we just have a great time recording it. Then my husband puts it on Spotify so people can tune in and listen. All they have to do is go to Spotify and Kingdom Kids, and they can listen to the various programs we've done.
Okay, is that something he does a lot of editing to get it all together?
Yes. He did at the beginning, but you know what? They are just getting so good now at their reading and inflection and everything that he doesn't have to spend as much time anymore. So they're just getting very good at it.
I think it's like interviewing someone like you, because when I get back, there's not going to be much editing because this is a flowing conversation, which isn't always the case.
Yes.
But and you've been with it from the very beginning. Give me kind of a timeline of where it began and how it's increased not only in size, but change of location.
All right. It started back in the end of 1999, December, as a matter of fact. I had been traveling with an evangelistic crusade up and down the East Coast. And everywhere I would go, people would say to me, you would be good at puppets. And I said, oh, I'm not sure about that. I love children's ministry. I was a teacher for 25 years. And that's what I love to do the best. And they said, oh, we think you should try it. So three different pastors in three different areas on the East Coast told me that. And then I had a former pastor's wife from back where I'm from in Lewistown who said, Donna, I think you need to try puppetry. Well, of course, I told God, no, I'm not doing this. I'm not doing this. And
but he kept bringing puppets up.
He did. He has a way of doing that. He does that to me all the time. So at one point I said to him, Lord, I don't know anything about puppets, so how can I direct a puppet ministry? And he said, if you keep your eyes on me, I'll show you how. Started out with one little tiny puppet, and today we have over 600 puppets housed in this building. So it became part of the children's ministry at St. Andrew's United Methodist Church, where I put a Christmas tree in the lobby, asked people to donate and adopt puppets. I had their pictures of the puppets that I wanted to start with and the costs. We started out with 5 puppeteers and 10 puppets, and we have grown to over 600 in 25 years. From there, it just grew and grew. We just got phone call after phone call to come and do block parties, VBSs, church programs. And within the year, it became so busy and people wanted just to have us come. And I said, Lord, we need to do something. So I had to resign from the position as children's ministry coordinator, and off and running we went. And eventually we bought this building for $1.
Wow.
Because the furnace blew up and nobody else wanted it. And so we have spent, since 2015, we have spent 10 years room by room by room developing it. No debt. We have put in HVAC systems. We've done flooring in the basement. We have turned the sanctuary into a creative arts center with all the latest technology. And this room here where we're sitting. So God has done it all, Matt, every little bit.
I love how it's very well marked. I didn't have any trouble finding it with the colorful outdoors.
Yes. The mural was done 2 years ago when Miss Lisa passed away. We wanted to dedicate a special part of this building to her. She and I had often talked about this. She was in the ministry for over 15 years and passed away suddenly. And we had talked about a mural to change the perspective of people kept thinking, oh, this is a church. We only can come here on Sundays. And we wanted to change it into a creative atmosphere where kids could come and just be in an environment where it's positive and they could be as creative as they wanted to. You should be here in the summer when the kids from the YMCA come, pull up the bus, and I hear this, oh, look at that. That's beautiful. And they get so excited. They come in. They spend 3 hours here just being creative and having a good time. And to have a child turn around and say to me as they're leaving, Miss Dawn, I'm going to work here someday. It's just very, very gratifying. What a blessing.
Now, the programs you do, where do you take them to? Is it, okay. I mean, I know they've been, I've seen them places, but, yes. there's probably a very wide gamut.
There is a wide gamut. We do everything from churches. During church services, we will actually do the church service, or we will do a children's program at the church. We do vacation Bible schools. Right now, we have 7 lined up for this coming year. We also go out in the streets. We do block parties. We do police night out. We do the children's health fair for, it's now WellSpan Evangelical Hospital. So we travel all over the place. This past year, we were in Virginia. We did a harvest festival down there, did 3 programs outdoors. And we have traveled to a barn. We've done programs in barns, like fall festivals there. We have here for October the 31st, typically we do Light the Night. We've had over 1,000 people on this street coming for free food, activities, puppet show. And also we do a Back to School Bash. So we are outside, we're in this building, we are in all over the place. Matt, we travel thousands of miles in a year.
It's just fascinating to me to hear that, because you do, and people, I'm sure, think of it as, oh, that's that place in Watsontown. Well, it's only in Watsontown as headquarters.
Yes, this is our headquarters now. After, when the Lord called me to do this full time, we needed a place to go. And one of our board members said, hey, I live in Watsontown. The Methodist Church here is closed. Why don't you contact their trustees and see if they'd be interested? Matt, we sat there, and in 5 minutes, it was like, whoa, God, this is the place. And they said, we want you to be here. We want ministry to continue here. And so this is where we landed.
Now, as for the puppets themselves, just looking in that room, I mean, it's a little bit of everything. Yeah. I mean, do you just basically, there's different programs and different guys get off the shelf there and join?
Yeah, they do. When we receive a call, I basically ask the people who are calling, what is your theme? What do you want us to teach? How do you want it done? And so they will tell us what their theme is. I sit down, I pray, and I just say, God, how do you want this to go? How should it flow? So he shows me the songs. We use puppets for singing. He shows me the scripts. We use puppets for the scripts. Sometimes I write the script. Sometimes it's canned. It just depends on what the person wants to be done during this program. So we not only use puppets, we use sign language out front. We have the children up and moving and doing songs with motions. We are now using cross sticks, which are dowel rods, to tell the story. All right. So it's not just puppets. One of the things I learned when I was beginning to find out what puppetry was all about, we went to a conference and they said, don't just use puppets, use a variety of things. And then at the end of all of our religious programs, we have the cross and we tell the story of salvation and we call people to come to the cross for whatever reason, Matt. Whether they're dealing with something, a hurt, if they're dealing with something in their heart that they've been talking to God about, or if it's for salvation, they come to the cross.
Okay.
And that's one of the most satisfying, from children to adults. And now we've started to do programs here. We did a production of Noah. We did a Christmas program. So we're going to be doing more presentations here also. And people of all ages can come here to us if they don't see us out in the communities. So God is taking us to another level.
And the price tag on the building was, I'm sure, helpful in in getting this this yes. going in this location. But what else does it take to keep this running? Just to be able to. Just the puppets themselves are costly.
Right. So we have puppets. We have props. Of course, we have all the heating, the electricity. We have volunteers who come and do the puppetry. This room, of course, with the equipment for the sound. It takes a multitude of volunteers and helpers. We have over 60 volunteers at this point doing a variety of things. When you came in, you saw women gathered in the kitchen who are there to do a mailing today. We do a newsletter mailing every other month, and we just put it out there to tell people what we need, what we're doing in the months ahead, what our fundraisers are. And we do our soup sales, we do Mariano's, we do Krispy Kreme donuts. But our main emphasis is telling the story. God has just laid that on my heart. So as I tell the story through the newsletters or when we go out, people respond to that, Matt. They're hearing, like, right now we're working on getting an elevator. We're trying to raise money for an elevator because to go up the stairs for people who are my age and your age, it's a little tough, all right? So, and also getting all of these, the equipment, they have puppets and everything up the steps for every program is difficult. I can make like 20 journeys up and down those steps. And so we're working on an elevator fund now. But to have two children come to me. One boy came to me and said, Miss Donna, here, I want to give you this for the elevator. He had two $1 bills folded up in his hand, in faith believing that that $2 was going to get us that elevator. Last week, I had an 8-year-old boy come to me and say, Miss Donna, how much money do we need for the elevator yet? And I said, well, quite a bit. And he says, I have $20 in my piggy bank and I want to give it to you. So the faith of a little child teaches me a lot. it teaches me a lot, because this is a faith journey, Matt. We are on a faith journey here, day by day by day. I spend time with the staff. We have a financial assistant. We have an office assistant right now, part-time. And so we meet for devotions in the morning. We pray, and we have learned that God owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. And every once in a while, we have to say, God, give it to us, please. We need some of those cattle today. We need some of those cattle.
And you literally answered my next question before I ask it, because I was going to say, spiritually, how do you prepare for these things? And now you've told me.
Yes. I have walked these halls so often, and I have said, God, are you sure you've got the right person here? Am I the right person? And I have heard, when I told this story to one man, he said, he looked at me and he pointed to me and he says, yes, Moses, you are. And so I'm like, okay, God. But there's a lot of prayer, a lot of prayer. Our board is praying. We are now meeting quarterly and having a prayer and praise time with the board, seeking God for what is the next thing you want us to do. COVID took all of our volunteers. We had 15 volunteers, started out with 5, grew to 15, and COVID took them all because we were not allowed to go out. We could not have them behind a stage, so we lost them all. And then 2 years later, when it was time to start up again, Miss Lisa passed. And now we're starting to regroup again, so we're back to 7 at this point. So, you know, there are multiple changes, multiple prayers that go into this ministry, Matt. As I said, God told me, if you keep your eyes on me, I'll show you how to do it. So that means spending time with him. I am currently getting ready to, yesterday was the first day of a sabbatical for 3 months from puppetry and from writing. And I'm just spending time. My word for the year is peace. Every year I pick a word that, you know, God lays on my heart that he wants me to develop as my character, to draw closer to him. And this year it's peace. And so I want a peace. We're looking to hire another person to step into the ministry part-time. I feel called to do the puppets. Instead of just being that CEO and that director every day, making all those decisions, Matt. So I've asked the board to pray and consider hiring someone else to walk alongside me.
And you've been at it for 25, you said?
25 years. Yeah. We had our anniversary celebration in September, and it was just amazing. As we think, as you walk through this building, you are going to see 25 pictures with memorabilia from every year, that from the beginning, when we started with a little hand puppet, boss given to me when I was at children's ministry at St. Andrews by a senior citizen who lived here in Watsontown. And she said she'd go to yard sales and garage sales, and she'd say, Miss Donna, I think you need to use puppetry in children's ministry. And I'd say to her, I don't know anything about puppets, but I'll try it. And I'll show you the puppet. That was the seed that was planted.
I always like interviewing somebody who, you know, their hearts and what they're doing. And that's blatantly obvious here today. So
I love it. I just had someone say to me, they came to the Christmas program, and this lady said to me, I see your passion. And my passion is to tell others about Jesus, tell them how much he loves them, from the smallest child to the oldest child who comes, and then encourage them to build that relationship with Jesus. It's after salvation, you keep growing. You don't stop. That's what's happened to me, Matt. I accepted the Lord when I was 29 years old. And it's been a journey of 50 years of growing, stumbling, failing, picking myself up and saying, okay, God, where do we go from here? But it's been a journey. And he has used this ministry to teach me how to draw close to him. So it's been amazing. It's just been amazing.
How can folks get more information about if they just like to learn more, or perhaps utilize the services that you provide?
Right. Well, They can call, first of all, to set up an appointment, to talk to me, to schedule anything at 570-838-3133. We have a website, www.hiskingdomkids.org, where people can go on and they can see all the activities that are going on. We do pass out flyers in the community. We're close-knit with the Milton Ministerium. And if people go on Facebook, they can find us at Kingdom Kids, Inc. They can also find us at Donna Bridge. So I'm on two different Facebook pages. That seems to be the most effective, believe it or not.
Okay.
All right? Plus, we send out publicity to the media every month. I'm thinking you get something from our office.
Okay.
And we put it on our community events. So we're trying to keep everybody up to date. But you'd be surprised how many people still do not know where we are or who we are.
Hopefully we'll increase awareness today.
Thank you. We really, really appreciate that.
And we thank you for joining us on the program today to learn more about Kingdom Kids. And we thank Donna Bridge for being with us on the WPGM Community Forum. This has been a presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. The views expressed on the Community Forum by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the moderator, staff, or management of this station.